Good morning. This is the Faith Builders program coming to you from Oasis Christian Center, a family church in Smith Station, Alabama. We invite you to listen to Pastors Rock and Sharon Edmonds as they minister the Word of God to us. Our church is a non-denominational Word of Faith church. We hope that this program is a blessing to you and that you will tell your friends and relatives to tune in. Now here are Pastors Rock and Sharon.
Praise the Lord.
So good.
I'm going to look at everybody. So good to see all of you.
Amen.
I'm going to give yourself a hand this morning.
Amen.
Praise
Amen.
God. So good to see y'all. It's so good to be home. Amen. As Pastor and I always start out, I want to speak a word of blessing, confession over you this morning. So be ready to receive your blessing. Amen.
Amen.
So I just declare in the name of Jesus that the blessings of the Lord are chasing you down and overtaking you. I declare you are fearfully and wonderfully made. You are healthy. Healing is flowing through your body. You are favored, blessed, well able, and victorious. I declare you are the head and not the tail, above only and never beneath. You lend and you do not borrow. You don't compare yourself, you celebrate yourself. You stay in your race and you're comfortable with who you are. You are not a slave to sin. You have been made free. You have God's anointing on you. You are a child of the Most High God. You have the seeds of greatness in you. You have royalty flowing through your veins. I declare you expect great things in your life. God is going to supersize your dreams. He can do more than you could ask or even imagine. You are designed to leave your mark in this world. Only you, the mark that only you can leave. Amen?
Amen.
The forces that are against you are the greater one on the inside of you is bigger than the forces that are against you. Amen?
Yes.
God is bringing you into a wide open place with explosive blessings. God's best blessings are ahead of you. Amen. Give God a hand clap of praise.
Glory to God.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah. Remember that this morning. God's blessings, His greatest blessings are ahead of you. Praise God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So we're excited about what God's going to do in our life. Amen.
Amen.
He wants us to keep our focus forward. Amen. And
Amen.
Not backwards.
Amen.
Too many people hang around and the I wish I hadn't done this. I wish I hadn't done that. But God says, put your focus ahead, forgetting those things that are behind.
Yes.
And looking forward to the things that God has in your future. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
I'll turn it over to Pastor at this time.
Are you sure you're supposed to turn it to me? I know the preach is all over her. I just... one thing that you mentioned to them a lot is about Sharon. And you ask them to share the services at this time. But I wanted to thank them for what they did last week.
Mm-hmm.
That we had more people share last week than we've ever had.
That's right.
And it went further than it's went in I don't know how long.
Amen.
So I'm telling you, if you would share the service at this time, it makes a huge difference. You're getting
right.
The gospel out. So we welcome you to take your phones out and share it to your Facebook page, share it to your social media. It's helping a lot.
Amen.
Now, when we do neighbor looking time, I'm gonna speak to them first, and then I want you to pray over the service when I take it over. But on neighbor looking time, what I needed to mention to you today is you greatly affect the anointing.
Mm-hmm.
And I can only preach as far as y'all draw.
Mm-hmm.
If you draw, I mean, we can go deeper and deeper and deeper. We can get revelation that I don't even know and that you don't even know. And it can come out and it don't even have to be in words. God can just open us up
mm-hmm.
in His presence. If y'all are drawing very strong, I promise you, the stronger you'll draw and the longer you'll draw, that it'll flow. It'll flow. And I'm asking you, draw strong so that we can draw it out today. Amen?
Yeah.
Amen?
Yeah.
So look at your neighbor, smile at your neighbor, point at your neighbor, and say, I came to receive,
God's good word
this day.
And I declare,
I'm ready.
Are you ready
to receive
God's good word
this day. And I declare,
I'll never
be the same again. In Jesus' name.
Glory
to God.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Praise
Hallelujah.
God. Let's just go to the Lord in prayer this morning. Heavenly Father, we just thank you for this day. We thank you, Father God, that your presence is in this service today, Father. And we just ask for your anointing, God, Pastor, as he ministers the word today, Father. We thank you for a strong utterance, Father God, strong anointing. Father, we just thank you for what you're going to do in each and every heart, Father God, for your word says that where two or three are gathered together in your name, that you are in the midst. And Father, we gather together today in your name, and we thank you that your presence is here in our midst today, and we receive from you, Father, in Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. So glad to have Pastor Sharon up here with me today.
Amen.
Mm. Glory to God. I know y'all are. Thank y'all. We're on the same series, Reverence, Respect, Esteem, and Honor. This is part 5. I'm going to start it out with our scripture that we've been going to, a partial of the scripture, 1 Samuel 2 and 30. For them that honor me, I will honor, and they that despise me shall be lightly esteemed. And we said honor is reverence, deep respect for someone or something, deep admiration, regard for the feelings and wishes and rights of others, and esteem to place value upon, honor to pay public respect to, and we're going to be doing that this morning. And the latter part of that verse says, and they that despise me shall be lightly esteemed. And that's talking about treating the Lord or the things of the Lord as trivial, unimportant. Lightly esteeming the things of God, it's no big deal. And it says in that scripture, they shall be, or we shall be, if we do that, we shall be lightly esteemed. So today, we're going to be teaching about honoring your father and mother, and we're saying don't lightly esteem your father and mother, honor them. Now, I want to read you Ephesians 6 and 2 and 3. Now, some of these scriptures you may actually... you're going to hear them over and over. You're going to hear them in different translations. You're going to hear the same scripture over and over. And I'm not just being a forgetful hearer. I'm actually doing it on purpose. I'm trying to drive this revelation deep inside of us today. Honor thy father and mother, which is the first commandment with promise, that it may be well with thee, and that thou mayest live long on the earth. Now, that was in the King James Version. And Ephesians 6, 1 through 3 in the Passion Translation says, children, if you want to be wise, listen to your parents and do what they tell you, and the Lord will help you. For the commandment, honor your father and your mother, was the first of the Ten Commandments with a promise attached. It was actually the only one with a promise attached. You will prosper and live a long life, a long full life, if you honor your parents. Now, to honor your parents is a decision to treat your parents with dignity and courtesy, to provide long-term loyalty to their best interest. This is a command. It is number 5 of the Ten Commandments, so it's very important in God's eyes. The Greek word for honor is tima, and it means to ascribe value to esteem, to treat as priceless and valuable, to highly regard someone. Now, in America, we have a throwaway culture. We do away with people when they're not useful anymore. We let them know that they're not needed. We ignore them. We don't pay any attention to them. But in other cultures, the older you get, the more respect you get. In China and Japan, the Asian cultures, they honor old age. They look forward to the day when they can take care of their elderly parents. We try to get rid of them. It's a part of our selfishness. We are to love our parents. We are to obey our parents. We are to honor our parents. We are to take care of our parents. We are to honor our parents even when we get up in age, and when they get older, we're to take care of our parents. Deuteronomy 5 and 16, this is in Amplified, honor, respect, obey, care for your father and your mother, as the Lord your God has commanded you, so that your days on the earth may be prolonged, and so that it may go well with you in the land which the Lord your God gives you. But if, okay, this is 1 Timothy 5 and 8, but if this is Good News Translation, but if any of you do not take care of their relatives, especially the members of their own family, they have denied the faith and are worse than an unbeliever. That's deep. And a portion of 1 Timothy 5 and 4 in the Passion says, for kindness begins at home and it pleases God. Now Proverbs 23 and 22 says, listen with respect to the father who raised you, and when your mother grows old, don't neglect her. That's in the Message. Now, the best example I've got of that right this second, I know some of you have been through this, and some of you have shared with me about how you've been through it. And I tell you, if anything ever ministered to me and Pastor Sharon, it's the ones that have actually been through it. I mean, I don't belittle anybody, you know, agreeing and praying for us, and that is so wonderful. But when you go through something, you see it in a different perspective. And it touches you deeper. And I said that to say this, Pastor Sharon has been living this verse for the last several months. Day in and day out, she's honoring her mom by taking care of her in a very difficult situation. By honoring her mother, God will honor her. By you honoring your parents, God will honor you. Proverbs 30 and 17, this is in the Passion. The eye that mocks his father and dishonors his elderly mother deserves to be plucked out by the ravens of the valley and fed to the young vultures. If you know anything about the Old Testament, it was not a good thing. You dishonor your mother or your father, you're a dead man. I mean, at some point, you're dead. I mean, one of the penalties was death. You didn't have a lot of youthful rebellion because they were dead. I mean, it's not going to spread to the other youth. Bam! Oh, I won't do that again. No, you won't. You're dead. Okay, I'll go on. I know we're under grace and we don't kill people when they don't honor. Proverbs, never mind. Let's just go ahead. Proverbs 30 and 11. This is in the Passion Translation. There is a generation rising. That's the generation I believe that we're living in now. That curses their fathers and speaks ill of their mothers, evil of their mothers. Now the curse, the word curse there means to speak evil of, to speak disrespectfully about. It should be, yes sir, and yes ma'am. Now I know I had this talk the other day with Steve and Jody, and they were telling me in the place that they were raised, the state that they were raised in, they really weren't taught yes sir, yes ma'am, no sir, no ma'am, and stuff like that. And you know, we were talking about the differences in the South. And in the South, if you didn't say, in the time that I was right, in the 60s, and I think the 70s and on forward a little bit, but I'm telling you, you get, yeah, you get it. I mean, oh, you learned that lesson. You didn't pop off to, I mean, you might have done it a couple of times, but you, after you got up off the floor, you realized that's not a good thing to do. I don't think I'll do that anymore. So we were raised in a time in, if you're in my age group, 62 or 60s or born in the 60s or 70s, I think it's different today. Some people, you know, they get mad at their parents and they air their dirty laundry on Facebook. And they tell all the problems that they've got in their family on Facebook. That's dishonorable. That's not right. You should never do that. Go to the person. Don't say anything. Just keep it private. Proverbs 13 and 1 says, this is in the Message. I love this. Intelligent children listen to their parents. Foolish children do their own thing. And we're going to dig down. We're going to get some stuff that you've never seen. Now, a few years ago, I'm going to give you an example. Pastor Sharon called Benjamin, and he was a grown man. He's been a grown man on his own for many years there. And she called him and she had a check in her spirit. He was moving to another state. And he Benjamin, his job moved him around from state to state there for a while. He was in many different states. And this particular move, there was a check in her spirit about it. And she called him and she said, you know, the time that you're talking about moving is whatever weekend, whatever. She said, don't feel good about it. She said, don't have a peace about it. You know, she didn't tell him not to do it. You know, because sometimes parents try to force or guilt their kids to do something or come see them or whatever or do what they want them to do with their life. But you can't force, you can't guilt. It doesn't work that way. Nobody can force or guilt us. Thank you very much. It's real quiet in this church today. This is good stuff. We're absorbing some stuff. Amen? Anyway, she just told him she had a check in her spirit and she didn't try to force it on him. She just let him know in the graceful way that God uses her. And he postponed the move until a few days later. All was well. Now, he was a grown man at that time. He'd lived in several different places. And he could have said, look, I'm a grown man. Don't be telling me what to do. That's the first thought right there that you're fixing to land up on your face. Don't be telling me that haughty thing. When that haughty thing comes out, if we hear it come out of our mouth, we hear it come out of our kids' mouth, that's the first step. They're on a banana peel. It's not good. He didn't say, I'm a grown man. Don't be telling me what to do. But he honored her by listening, really listening to her, and by changing his plans. Now, I personally believe the outcome of everything working out safely is due to the fact that Benjamin honored his mom by listening and changing his plans. Now, let me make this clear. He's not living in our household. He's a grown man. He didn't have to obey her. Now, your little children, they have to obey you. And you make sure that they do. But he's a grown man. He doesn't have to obey, but he still has to honor his parents. You understand? There is a difference in obeying, and the ways of honor change the older we get from childhood to adulthood. But by doing that, I believe it avoided tragedy in my belief system. Now, if we don't learn to respect our father and mother, our life will most likely be cut short, and things won't go well with us. Pastor Jensen Franklin said that when he was a teenager, that his mother had got on his nerves real bad. And so he said something very, very disrespectful to her. And he said, out of nowhere, his dad slapped the tar out of him and told him in no uncertain terms, that's my wife, that's your mother, but don't you ever, ever, ever talk to her disrespectfully like that again. Do you understand me? He said he did. And he said he never did. He said, I don't condone slapping people. I'll just, that's what he said. Okay, we'll get into that a little bit later. Hebrews 12:9. See, you can always say that. Hebrews 12:9-11 in the Message. This is just a little portion of that. We respect our parents for training and not spoiling us. Isn't that good? And Hebrews 12:10 in the New Living says, for our earthly fathers, I did not know this is in the Scriptures. I've said this a lot, but I didn't know it was a Scripture. For our earthly fathers disciplined us for a few years, doing the best they knew how. I love that, because that's the truth. Most parents are doing the best they know how. Now, Proverbs 23:13, we're getting back to small children again. Don't hesitate to discipline children. Get this. A good spanking won't kill them. You know, today the generation we're living in, they think a spanking's going to kill my child. Don't you dare talk about spanking my baby. That's my baby. I'm going to show you some stuff from Scriptures that's going to change your mind on some stuff. Proverbs, because I'm talking about the Word. I'm not talking about my opinion on it. I'm going to show you the Word. Proverbs 23:13-14, this is in the Amplified. It says, do not withhold, I've never seen this, do not withhold discipline from the child. If you swat him, get this, with a reed-like rod, applied with godly wisdom, he will not die. You shall swat him with the reed-like rod and rescue his life from Sheol, from hell, is what it's saying. See, because you're trying to show the child, this is the wisdom of God, you're trying to show them there is bitterness in disobedience. There's a bitter end, there's a bitter thing that's going to happen to you if you get in disobedience. And he's learning it as a child so that we'll know it as an adult. You understand? It's rescuing that, swatting him with a, we called it in the South, a switch. You swatted with a switch. How many of y'all have ever been whooped with a switch? I call it whoop because it didn't feel like swatted. That was somebody's translation. It wasn't, I'll swat you with a switch. It's a, Oh my God. And then, the parents really, on some children, they said, go pick them out. I didn't ever get to pick it out. But I've heard that they picked the littlest one and it whooped them the worst. It left the, anyway, y'all know what I'm talking about. If you've ever been whooped with a switch, you know what I'm talking about. You remember the whooping. You know what you did. You didn't say, oh, I didn't do that. Don't you dare do that, my mama. I will sue you if you do that to me. That's the time we live in. Never mind. Okay. Proverbs 29:17, the Passion Translation. Correct your child, and one day you'll find that he has changed and will bring you great delight. Isn't that good? Yeah. Woo! Swat him with that switch. There's another thing of Bible wisdom there. It said do it with a switch. Do it with a, it said, the rod-like instrument, the switch. The reason it's saying do it with something else is because it's attaching punishment. Instead of attaching it to your hand, it's attaching punishment to the object that you're doing it with. And the child doesn't confuse the punishment. You being dislike and hateful to them, you hate them because you performed that action. You gave them that punishment. And that's why they don't view God that way either. They view it as the switch, the paddle, the... I got it with a board type paddle. Ooh, that was not good either. Never mind. Ephesians 6 and 1 through 3. Treading up a lot of old memories today. A lot of old disobediences that were applied to with the switch and with... And my parents didn't know the thing about not... Never mind. That was a good scripture. Ephesians 6, 1 through 3 in the Amplified says, children, obey your parents in the Lord. That is, accept their guidance and discipline as His representatives. For this is right. For obedience teaches wisdom and self-discipline. Honor, esteem, and value as precious your father and your mother, and be respectful to them. This is the first commandment with a promise, so that it may be well with you, and you may live a long life on the earth. Now, I'm going to give you another example. When I was a teenager, I asked my mom, if I could borrow her car. I was going somewhere with my friend Tim, and my car was a beat up piece of junk. My car was a 68 Buick Skylark that all the sky had gone out of it. If any of you are from this area, there was a place in this area called Weebit. Everybody knew about Weebit on Old Opelika Road. And it's just a little store. And right in front of Weebit, when I was driving by it one day, the vinyl top of my car blew off. And it inflated with air and blew off and was 1,000 pieces in the middle of the road. I never went back. There's no reason to go back. My car had been hit. It had scratches all over it. I'm going too far. Okay. Anyway, I asked her, could I borrow her car? Her car was much nicer. Loved it. She said, sure. She said, but I've got one condition. I said, what's that? She said, I've borrowed her car plenty of times. She was always doing that for me. She said, your friend Tim, she said he can't drive my car for any reason. I said, sure. She said, uh-uh. She said, you got to really understand what I'm telling you. Tim can't drive my car for any reason. She said, I'll know it. Mamas will know it. I was 17. My mother put the fear of God in me at 17. She said, if he drives my car, I'll know it. You'll never borrow my car again, ever. And the way that she told me, I knew the scripture, that it wouldn't be well with me and that I wouldn't live long on the earth if I let Tim drive my car. So I borrowed her car, and the very first thing that happened is that Tim wanted to drive it. And I said, no. I mean, most 17-year-olds, I'm always telling you something I did stupid. But this time I was 17 and my mom said no. And Tim kept it up. He's putting pressure. He just kept it up. He kept asking. I stood firm. I told him, there's no way in the world that you're going to drive her car. It ain't happening. You ain't getting the keys. Forget it. Get it out of your mouth. It ain't happening. Now, looking back 45 years later, I realized that obeying her wishes, I was honoring her. I was respecting her. I didn't even realize that's what I was doing, but I was. And by doing that, I was honoring the Lord. I also now realize that had I dishonored her by disobeying her wishes, we could have easily got into an accident. And I see now that she was trying to protect me, and God was trying to use her as my mother, the authority figure over my life, to try to protect me. Now, I see by obeying your parents and honoring them, there's a great, great blanket of safety that covers us. Now, my mom and my dad are both alive and doing well in heaven now. And I miss them both very much. You know, we always say somebody's dead. And I know we all say that. But actually, they're not dead. They're alive. They're doing stuff in heaven I don't know anything about. I'm gonna be a part of it one day. And when my mother went to heaven, that was about 15 years ago, I could feel the difference. You say, well, that's because of the loss of a loved one. Uh-uh. I had a prayer covering. My mother was an intercessor, and I had a prayer covering, and I was under her prayer covering. I mean, you're under the church prayer covering, and people are praying for you you don't know anything about. People come down here. I'm telling you, Miss Jim is the head of prayer, and she's praying down here all the time. Nobody even knows she comes down here. We got teams of two and two and two and two all throughout the church, and they're praying and they're praying and they're covering different things. You have no idea there's a supernatural prayer covering. When my mother went home to be with the Lord, I instantly felt it. I said, oh, God, it's like being out from under a blanket and it's cold weather. And I was like, I can feel the difference. And I'm not talking about grief. I'm talking about, it was like, oh, and the Holy Spirit really showed me. He said it's the prayer covering that she was providing. So, okay. So we said by honoring your father and mother, you're honoring God. And your life will be prolonged and it'll be well with you. Now, my mom, like I said, she went home 15 years ago. And if there's anything today that I'd like to say to her, it would be to thank her for her hard work. She worked very hard to give us all a better life than she had. I would thank her for her faith, and I have done this while she was alive. I witnessed her faith. I watched her apply it in her life, and it helped me. It helped me to take part in that. I would thank her for her commitment, because every day, Jesse's sermon. I'm always preaching Jesse's sermon. I'm telling you. I tell you, Jesse comes and preaches one time, and he's got the most popular sermon ever. And I tell you, this is amazing. Anyway, I watched her. I witnessed her apply it. Every day, going to work, taking care of us, going the extra mile. I'd also like to thank her for teaching me to be a giver, because she modeled it. You couldn't beat it out of me. Carla's message, Freely Give, that resonated so much on the inside of me because I believe every word of it. And it was like, oh yeah, that's like throwing gasoline on a fire that's already lit. I believe it. But she modeled it in front of me. She gave and she gave and she gave. Matter of fact, Benjamin, our child, one time when he was really little, he said, is Mama rich? She must be really rich. But he's talking about because all the things that she did. I mean, she gave and she... Week in and week out, I watched her. That's the reason I freely give today. Now, let's talk some truths. The truth is your parents were flawed. My parents were flawed. You and I as parents are flawed. There are no perfect parents. If our children, when they become parents, they'll be flawed. And a lot of times we feel like that we can't give honor or we can give or withhold honor based on how somebody performs. That's not what the Bible says. It's not in line with the Word. The Scripture doesn't say honor your father and mother if they were good parents. Honor them if the good outweighs the bad. Maybe. It says, Exodus 20 and 12, this is an amplified, honor, respect, obey, and care for your father and your mother so that your days may be prolonged in the land the Lord your God gives you. That your days may be prolonged and it'll go well with you. So if we reverence and honor our parents, our lives will be prolonged. Now, I want to mention something. In the study of the scriptures and stuff, the word study, and listening to a couple of different ministers, I heard some of them say, well, you know, the word doesn't really, it's not what it means. It doesn't mean you're going to live longer just because you honor your parents. And I'm thinking, we're off track somewhere. I'm hearing something that's not word. This is not right, because that's not what the word said. But then I looked up and found scripture after scripture after scripture that was interpreted prolonged. Now I want to give you the definition of prolonged. It is draw out, to lengthen in time, to continue for a long time, lengthened or extended in time or space, longer than expected. So does it affect your lifespan? Yes, it does. Yes, it does. Children, obey your parents. If mama goes off, guys, hang on. Guys, don't even twitch right now. Don't look at your wife. Don't look at your significant other. Don't you dare. Don't even look around, guys. If mama goes off the rails, so this has come to Jesus moment, because everybody in here, mama's been off the rails before. Daddy's been off the rails. Thank you very much. I didn't get any. There's too many women in here to get a lot of applause for this one. I get it. If mama goes off the rails, you still show respect and honor to her. God wants us to honor our parents, and it'll go well with us. Ascribe value to our parents. Like we said, we're all flawed, but we honor the position. To honor, to recognize the significance of. This is something that pleases God. We honor God when we honor our parents, when we respect them, when we forgive them, we show honor to them. Honor treats people special. You could be estranged from your parents today, and the word would be claim favor with your parents. No matter what the situation, claim favor. I've learned that you can apply favor to any situation. I don't care. Maybe you're estranged from your loved ones, and you're farther out. The relationship is just strained over your loved ones, your closest loved ones. I'm telling you, claim favor with them every day, and you'll see God do a work. Now, let's touch this other thing. We're coming to a close, but let's touch this. What if your parents were abusive? Now, we said everybody's parents are flawed, but I'm talking about abusive. How can you come in line with the Word of God with abusive parents or parents that just were really messed up? You honor the title of father or mother. And one way you can do that is through speech. Honor them with your words when you speak of them to others. In other words, don't dishonor them by bringing up all the wrongs that they did. Don't rehash something that's already in the past. Pastor sharing scriptures, remember you not the former things. I mean, leave it in the past. God's doing a new thing. Honor them with your words when you speak of them to others. You're doing it as unto the Lord. Honor them with a card. You say, well, they'll tear the card up if I give it to them. It's that bad. The relationship's that bad. It doesn't matter what they do on their end. It matters what you and I do on our end. If we honor on our end, we can't help if they receive the honor or not. That's between them and God, and it becomes between them and God, not us. Honor them with a gift. I mean, give them a gift card. Give them money. Bless them in some way. Show appreciation of them in some way. You say, I don't know how I would do that in the situation that I'm in. The Holy Spirit can show you a lot of things. Proverbs 23 and 22 says, listen to your father. Without him, you would not exist. When your mother is old, show her your appreciation. And that's the Good News Translation. So in some situations, you're going to have to ask the Holy Spirit to show you how, because of your specific situation. And if you obey what the Holy Spirit leads you to do with the right attitude, it'll hit home and the Lord will be pleased. So I'm believing that a spirit of honor in our family will raise our lineage higher and higher. If we honor God and honor our parents, it'll be passed down and affect my children, my grandchildren, my great-grandchildren. Won't even see the effects. Some of us won't even live to see the full effects of what's happened. My mom, she lived to a certain point, but there's great effects of her walking in honor the way she did with her life. And there again, 1 Samuel 2 and 30, for them that honor me, I will honor.
Them that despise me shall be lightly esteemed. Now, I'm just going to speak this over you today. I just want you to raise your hands this way. I declare over you today a spirit of honor, a culture of honor. The honor of God will go into your family's DNA. And I declare there will be things that are changed. There'll be mindsets that are changed. There'll be grudges that are dropped. There'll be unforgiveness that's let go of because of a spirit of honor. I thank you, Father God, that you're going before all of us and making the crooked places straight and the rough places smooth. And honor is raising our families up to another level. Another level. And the family line after that, another level. Another level. We thank you for it, Father God, in Jesus' name. Praise God. Ask everybody.
We thank you for listening to today's program. We believe that Jesus died for our sins and that He has sanctified us for eternity. We desire that all come to the knowledge of Him as their personal Savior. If you have accepted Jesus as Savior through this broadcast, or if you wish more information, we would love to hear from you. Contact us at Oasis Christian Center, Post Office Box 246, Smith Station, Alabama 36877, phone 334-520-7538, or email at oasischristiancenter@ctvea.net. You can visit our website at oasisfamilychurch.net. For those of you on Facebook, we do have Facebook Live every Wednesday and Sunday, Wednesday night 7 p.m. and on Sunday at 10:30. You may reach us by Oasis Christian Center, a family church, Smith Station, Alabama. We'd also like to give you the opportunity to sow a seed into the ministry. You may text to give at 334-274-7885. Online giving, aciionlinegiving.com/4832. Or you may mail to Post Office Box 246, Smith Station, Alabama 36877. Until next time, God bless you, and Jesus is Lord.